Things got a little competitive down there near the goal line especially.
Oh, yes, and that's what this team is going to be about, competition. You know, Coach Zimmer said, you know, competition makes the team better. So no matter what the situation is in practice or even in the individual drills when, you know, the quarterbacks are going against each other, the wide receivers are doing drills, it's all about competing with each other.
Nice to have 84 out there too, right?
Oh, yes, it's a good feeling having a Cordarrelle out there to run some routes and catch some balls for you.
What does he bring to it?
Oh, he brings that explosiveness and that excitement. And you never know what to expect with Cordarrelle.
You and Adam Thielen seem to have a pretty good rapport going. Can you talk about that for me a little bit?
Yeah. It started back in minicamp, rookie minicamp, but Adam was one of the receivers who stood out. And he's just been staying sharp since. His game has just been improving along the way. And, you know, it's a good sight when, and it's a good feeling being a quarterback when you can just throw it out there and, you know, Adam will just make an amazing catch for you. So, you know, he's one of the guys who's just been working hard and trying to get better each and every day.
Heard you kind of walked off the field that first time with Adam. I kind of said, man, who's that 19?
Oh, yeah. No, at first I was pretty shocked at who he was. But after watching him, you know, he's an exciting player and, you know, someone I'm glad to be throwing the ball to.
What have you learned from Matt about how to approach camp and approach these night games?
The biggest thing I learned from Matt is that, you know, how to fight through soreness. You know, Matt, he's a veteran. He's one of the guys who been to the playoffs. He knows what it takes to be a good quarterback. So, you know, me being a young guy, you know, you don't know what to expect coming to camp, but, you know, you will feel some soreness. And, you know, Matt has just taught me how to fight through the pain, you know, how to stay consistent and how to stay mentally sharp. So when that you come out on the field, you know, you still stand on top of your game.
Teddy, Matt said this is the fourth time that he's gone through kind of, you know, the offense being installed. Now, what's it like? I mean, can you kind of think back to the first time where you guys went through that initial installation to kind of where you're at now that this is, it might be the third time for you. I don't know if they started before you were there, but, you know, where things are now compared to where the first time around.
That's a huge difference compared to where things were before. And I can say that, you know, Matt, he's a great guy, and he's been someone who's been teaching me along the way, along with Coach Turner, both Scott and Noor. So, Matt, he's been a great mentor to me, along with Kristen. So, for me, I'm a step ahead in where I was, you know, when I first started learning the playbook. And you know, I credit those guys for helping me and making the process easy.
Norv said in our radio interview, I don't know, a week or two ago, that he thought you should have been a top 10 pick. What do you think when you heard him say that?
Well, that's good to know that your coach thinks that highly of you. But, you know, for me, I still have to just go out and prove, you know, my worth. And, you know, that's something that I've been learning since training camp has started, that, well, this is a job. You know, it's no longer a game. You have guys on this team, you know, 30-year-old veterans with families, and, you know, they come into work each and every day with their hats on and just their head down and just get through the day.